Guess Who Is Turning Four Soon, Enthusiastically Spiritual Podcast. And on June 3rd, to celebrate this amazing day this podcast was started, we are going to have a fanniversary party for you, the fans. So if you want to join us on YouTube Live for an hour special where we'll be having a special live sharing, messages from your spiritual team, live chat will be open, Q&A, and perhaps some more things too. The timing is going to be 4 p.m. New York, 6 a.m. Sydney, and 9 p.m. London. This free event is for you to thank you so much for being fans of Enthusiastically Spiritual Podcast. And the link will be in the show notes, so get your seat and join us so we can celebrate you. And happy fourth anniversary, Enthusiastically Spiritual Podcast.
One of the things that occurs to me is, as long as I'm hopeful and I enjoy the pleasant situation that I'm in, that can lead to, you know, my bliss. It doesn't have to be a big, you know, deal where I'm meditating on the mountain and I'm having some transcendent experience. I could be playing music and it's very blissful, but I know for myself, I need to just allow myself to accept the bliss of the moment.
Whether you are a seasoned spiritual seeker or just starting out on your spiritual path, this podcast has something for everyone. The mission is to inspire enthusiasm for the spiritual part of your journey through unique perspectives around mind, body, and spirit. Join me and other enthusiastic souls as we share weekly episodes of how amazing life is when you embrace the spiritual parts of your journey. This and all episodes can be found on my website, tntspiritworks.com. And if you would like to watch the episodes, please check out TNT Spirit Works YouTube channel. So grab your favorite drink, sit back and relax, because another enthusiastic episode starts now. Welcome back to another exciting episode of Enthusiastically Spiritual. I'm your host, Teresa.
And I'm Tom.
And this is our monthly episode of TNT Spirit Works. And we're going to be talking some practical spirituality and seeing what's going on in the collective.
Yeah, we like the theme of what's up spiritually. And one of the things I've been noticing, you know, I'm a drummer in a band, in a country and western band. I've been doing that around the local area here in Des Moines. And I've noticed that when I look at people in the audience, they look like they're a little bit discombobulated or under pressure at first. And so I was wondering to myself, what is up with that spiritually? Because, you know, we work with some tools and techniques that sort of forecast what's happening for us in terms of spiritual growth and where to focus for that internal, you know, feeling good about ourselves kind of a thing. And the month of April, there's a key word of bliss. Mm-hmm. And I have a couple of personal key words of hopeful and pleasant. So I have to say to myself, you know, with all that's going on in the environment, without getting into any of that here, it's pretty, I can see where people are a bit shaken up. And so how do you reconcile that, you know, spiritual side of life and all these folks that we run across that are spiritually aware? I mean, we talk to lots of people and, you know, as you know, they all share that they're more aware of things spiritually and their sensitivity and so forth. So, you know, I think we have to find, well, where is the bliss in all this situation?
Well, interesting you should say that, because I've had this week, I've had a couple interviews, and the people that came on really shared more about it's about coming from the heart and feeling. So I think what people are doing right now is a lack of really feeling. It's kind of a numbness. And I get it. Like everyone's going through all kinds of stuff and all kinds of different variations. But it's getting back to that true feeling of who we are as a soul, that kind, loving part of us, and how to access that as we move through all this chaos that's here on the planet, which is never going to be ending. It's just going to be different variations of chaos. So,
well, there are challenges.
Challenges, chaos, whatever, you know, whatever that word works for you and what you're going through at that moment, because sometimes it can feel like a roller coaster. Sometimes it can just feel like, you know, I'm just a little speed bump in my road, you know, as I'm moving ahead. So it kind of varies upon what word, like I said, you really kind of want to use with that. So,
well, and also you've getting your book published. which is really there to help people with all that. So what's the title of the book?
The Soul Quake Survival Guide, Reviving Your Connection to Spirit in Earth-Shaking Times.
Well, we really need that, don't we?
Well, it's interesting because that book's been birthing like since 2020 is when I started it. And yeah, it's like all of a sudden it comes out in 2023 and it's unbelievable how much it really kind of in parallel to what I'm feeling people are going through and what you're noticing when you're out and about at your gigs and other things too, and what people are really, we're feeling. Because, you know, I mean, as we walk around, we don't know what people are really going through, right? I mean, we're all going through all kinds of stuff, but I can feel it. Can you feel it, Tom?
Yeah, and I can see it. You know, my first gift is a gift of vision, so I think in pictures, and I see it in the faces of people, and I can read their energy. So what I can see is going on is a little bit of, oh my God, what do I do with all this? And many people will experience that sense of disillusionment with things outside themselves, the systems, the leaders, the, you know, whatever's out there. And that's all part of the process of growing spiritually, because a big key for me and what we like to share with people is that, you know, if you look within, you can find your own answers and you can weather the storm and really turn whatever challenges you're going through into a more positive experience. So it's not about, you know, creating as much the optimistic viewpoint. Optimism is just an idea that things are going to work out okay. But, and that's a good thing. You know, I'm not against that. But with being positive, no matter what's happening, if I look to the positive, and so let me ask you, how do you look to the positive in the challenges that come up for you?
Well, I mean, the number one way I've done it, in the, especially in the past few years that I've really been connected more of who I am as a soul, is by working with the spiritual part of me, which is what you and I talk about all the time, because of the fact that when I understand what's me, what's not me, what I'm feeling and picking up from others around me, and this happens to me all the time, I'm constantly feeling things and going, you know, is that me? Or I'm having a thought and I'm like, wait, where did that thought come from? That's not me. So being able to understand that when I have this backache that's not mine, and then my mom 2 days later go, you know, Wednesday I had the worst backache. I'm like, oh my God, that's the night that my back was hurting me so bad. So in knowing that bigger picture and understanding that that's not my energy and staying relaxed with, okay, so what do I do with that when it comes at me? Well, once I recognize that that is not me and that that was my mom, or I really probably should have cleansed and just asked my guidance to come in close. Okay, so guidance, what is this back pain all about? Because I didn't have the back pain all day. I didn't have the back pain till a certain time. And then, like I said, she mentioned 2 days later that, my God, on that night I had back pain so bad. And I'm like, holy cow. And so just understanding and getting that realization that this is not me, it dissipates. For me, that's what I've noticed, because it's not mine. And then I can cut that energy at that, hey, what that feeling of the back pain or the headache I have, which is from, you know, the neighbor or the person in my house, I can then cut that energy and cleanse myself and really understand that that's not me. That's how I work with it. Well, at least the energy part.
You know, and I think the added bonus is when you have spiritual helpers or spiritual guides that you can tune into and get some more information. So what I would do in that situation is I would check with my guidance. Okay, where am I picking this up from? I sense it's, you know, I'm picking this up from, my first impression is it's my mother, let's say. And okay, so why am I picking up on this? What is there anything I need to do about this? You know, am I here to be of service with this? And what is my direction? You know, and sometimes it's just to be aware, you know, be aware of what others are going through. And sometimes it's to give a friendly phone call to lift somebody's spirits or show a bit of kindness and that kind of thing, because it goes a long way with healing. So anyway, often instead of assuming, you know, that certain things I need to do or I need to do some things out of obligation, if I can tune into that fulfillment that I get from being of service, and if I work with spirit, to know when I move in and when I don't move in, to allow people to have enough opportunity so they can have their learning experiences. You know, to me, that's a big key. So it's a combination, as Teresa's sharing, of sensitivity. I am sensitive, and we like to talk to people about the four types of ways people perceive their impressions and the primary means and so forth. And then there's also working with inner guidance. And as you were sharing, Teresa, you know, working through my feeling part is where the answers are. You know, there's an area that I want to talk about. And often when people look to do spiritual work or spiritual things, you know, some of their training is to ask for protection or for ask to be saved. And often they're in the midst of the drama when they're asking to be saved. And what I found is many of those situations that I found myself in, I was really ignoring the flags along the way, or I wasn't trusting myself. I was kind of in automatic mode. And in fact, you might call that just being in my head, being a little too intellectual. But the big key is it's, you know, spiritual things aren't something I figure out. The intellect helps me organize what I'm feeling. Mm-hmm. And I need to know where I begin and end with that. So there's a little hint there. And that one of the things my guidance has been sharing with me is that, you know, when I'm under pressure and when I'm really distraught is not really a great time to try to tune into them. I need to do something to change my energy. And one of the techniques we share with people at our workshops and is the spiritual cleansing technique. Mm-hmm. And it's a way of recentering yourself and getting back to that good, kind, loving, sharing part of you. And, you know, there's times when we have reactions to things, I've noticed, and they do hit us, you know, like even at all the experience I've had, Teresa and I were sharing about something the other day where a friend of ours kind of stimulated a reaction in us. And, you know, instead of me just gutting it out, and I want to ask you how you work with it, but in the past, I would just like, okay, well, I don't feel great about this, but I'm not going to, you know, I just got to muscle through it and in a so to speak, you know, and it'll pass kind of a thing. But then again, it'll come up again with somebody else and I'll get stimulated. So until I look at what's causing this discomfort or this disease within myself, I'm going to keep experiencing it. So, you know, one of the things we did was we chatted, we both got keywords from our guidance and we sort of chatted about how we have a similar vibration and, ourselves, Teresa and myself in this certain area and, you know, how to move through that in a more clear way so that we're not so stimulated by that silly little thing too. It's not even something big. It was a little thing that just sort of, you know, rocked our boat a little bit emotionally, you might say. How do you work with it?
Well, it's interesting because when this surfaced, and it obviously was something we both know, and it was something that just a situation that happened. And so the first place I go to these days is, well, of course, at first I was hurt, like, well, why is this happening? I mean, and what did I do? Which is a lot of times the places people go, right? Okay, so what did I do? How did I make this happen? And then I recognize, and that's where I'm at now, is that a lot of what people are projecting onto me is not even about me. It's not about what anything I've done to them, but there's an awareness. And like Tom is mentioning, there is something in me that triggered whenever this happened. So looking at that for myself and going, okay, so how do I do that to other people maybe? Or when did this show up, you know, in the past where I had to, you know, to work through it? And again, you know, this is like those layers of onions, like, you know, it's, you know, as a spiritual being in a physical body, we are layered. And so, you know, some people might go through and go, you know, oh, it's a time of let me ascend and let me get to this bigger place of spirituality. Well, that's great and all, but we have these layers that have got to be, you know, taken one layer off and then there's another layer. And I truly believe I have layers until the moment I pass on and move to, you know, back into spirit form, because that's what I'm here to share about. And that's what I'm here to work through, is understanding that we have all these layers, and things like Tom's mentioning that happened to us, you know, with this person just triggered something that was at a deeper level. And so for myself, I have, you know, besides the work that Tom and I do, I have, you know, people that I work with also as my spiritual, you know, my team, my healing team, I call them, in different things. I mean, I've got yoga and astrology in different ways that I, you know, work through some of the processes, as well as Tom and I regrouping really on a daily basis, in the morning and at night, you know, what's going on today and what things do we need to kind of like, you know, look at a deeper level. So did that answer that question, Tom?
Well, I think so.
And that's a long answer to the one little question. So how do you do it, Teresa?
But a big key for me is checking with my guidance. You know, there's a combination in working with my guidance. It's a combination of trusting my feelings. Mm-hmm. And there's times when I attract certain situations, or it looks like I've attracted it, but I really... In this particular situation, I saw the flags, the signs coming up for months before. And when they did show up, I was a little bit like surprised. But why was I surprised? Because I was picking up on it for months. And I guess it takes two to tango is one of my favorite lines. And that, you know, there's a lot of talk in this world about what others are doing to me and how they treated me. And that kind of thing. But usually, you know, there's a little something, and this kind of takes a leap of, you know, spiritual trust that, you know, there's a little something I'm doing to keep attracting this situation, or I keep getting stimulated by it. And I guess truthfully, you know, we're always going to get stimulated by certain things that keep us from our bliss, you might say. I mean, and I'm talking about this is just a little sort of thing that happened. And almost didn't happen. It's kind of why we're talking about it. But, you know, you look at that keyword bliss, and there's a lot of talk about that in the spiritual realm. And but really, it comes down to me recognizing what concepts or what emotional fears do I have? You know, what beliefs are not working for me? What are limiting beliefs? And what's great about sharing with other people and sharing with like-minded people is we remind each other that, you know, we're souls, we're here to learn to grow, and there is no death. And that not only is there no death, we actually have spiritual helpers, souls who've mastered the areas we're looking to learn about and master, that, you know, love us and love to be of service. So, you know, to me, that's what's up spiritually is that I'm not expecting to walk on a path where I'm perfectly blissful all the time. At that moment, I'll probably be checking out so I can go work on something else someplace else. Ooh, that's a weird thing to say.
Yes, I guess, well, what I want to say is back to the bliss and back to being practical with your spirituality, which honestly is what we're about. Like we live this, everybody. We don't, it's not like, you know, this is our 2 to 4 PM, you know, now we're spiritual leaders. No, we live our life like this every single day. And that's what we've come together to do, really. We've come together to do a lot of things, but that's one of the most amazing, that's the overlaying, you know, component. Our big umbrella is about our spiritual work. So, which we both love so much. But what I want to end this with really is that back to that bliss, but how the subtlety. You know, moving through life and, you know, when we talk about spirituality or spiritual things that happen, people are like, oh my God, you had an NDE or you had, which is a near-death experience, or, you know, you had an awakening where, you know, you had this heart-filled thing. Well, no, like every day these subtle things can move in on us or we can have subtle, beautiful moments of bliss that are something that maybe some people may not really talk about much because like, you know, yeah, I woke up today and my God, I felt so good or I felt so refreshed. That could be bliss. And what other ways do you think could be bliss, Tom?
Well, I think, you know, when I work with spirit or my guidance and, you know, what I'm talking about, of course, is, and I love to say this, they're, you know, it's the highest source that's available to me. They're 100% positive. And, you know, it's all about evaluating what I'm doing, not judging myself for doing it. And, you know, if you want to feel guilty, that's okay. Go feel guilty for a minute or two and then evaluate what you're going to do differently and move on, because that's how spirit really works. And that some of the things we talk about in the courses, that there's a great peace and a great level of understanding one can attain if one just bothers to ask. You know, one of the things that occurs to me is, as long as I'm hopeful and I enjoy the pleasant situation that I'm in, that can lead to, you know, my bliss. It doesn't have to be a big, you know, deal where I'm meditating on the mountain and I'm having some transcendent experience. I could be playing music and it's very blissful. But I need to, I know for myself, I need to just allow myself to accept the bliss of the moment. That's the thing that occurs to me, despite what's going on around me. Because I don't have a lot of control over everything, but I can be a healing influence if I stay positive, if I stay relaxed, if I move with spirit in terms of I move with my guidance in all my relationships, and that I have that mutual respect. You know, my rights begin where your rights end, and vice versa. So I don't know. Those feel like some good notes for me to work with for April.
Yeah, absolutely.
As the months comes up.
Absolutely. And beyond, because these are, you know, practical just words and wisdom and insights to just really give you a bigger picture for where you're at, and also working with other people around you, because we're all in different places, even those we love and work with and live with, like Tom and I, we're at completely different places, even though we're on the same parallel, you know, as far as what we're doing with our spiritual work and et cetera, but we're, you know, different ages and different cycles. And so, yeah, just finding your bliss however you can with the people you're around.
I'm actually much younger than Teresa. I just look older.
Well, if people are listening to this, they can't see what you look like. But if you're watching on YouTube, you can definitely see what Tom looks like.
So, yeah, well, that sounds great. And there was a couple of things that I just wanted to note that, you know, what we share here is just meant to stimulate some thought for yourself, and maybe reaffirm some of the insights you've been getting. And, you know, some of you may be very masterful in the areas that we're having challenges in, and some of you may need, and we may be very, very masterful in some of the areas you're having challenges in. So it's great to share with like-minded people, and we appreciate the opportunity to share with you. And remember, there is no death. You're a soul, you're energy, you have spiritual helpers, and allow yourself to accept that positive guidance so you can live your thrust, what you came to do, your unique thrust, you know, more clearly, more easily, and more of the time.
Well said, Tom.
Thank you very much.
So if anyone out there wants to know more about working with the spiritual part of them, you can check out tntspiritworks.com. You can also go to the show notes and check out the early bird list for my book, The Soulquake Survival Guide, Reviving Your Connection to Spirit in Times in Shaking Times. And earth-shaking time. Sorry about that. And see, I'm kind of shaking too. How about that? Maybe I'm having a little soul quake right now. I don't think so. Reviving Your Connection to Spirit in Earth-Shaking Times. And until next week, just remember that life is too short to
not be enthusiastic about your unique journey.
There you said it. See you guys next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Believe it or not, when you arrived back for another life, you were enthusiastic to be here. If you've lost that enthusiastic feeling, well, there's a way to reawaken it. It's by embracing a bigger spiritual picture of your life as a soul and igniting the feeling of spiritual freedom within. So if you are ready and needing some more enthusiastic mojo for your life, follow the link in the show notes where you can access a free video series created by the Wayshowers College, and start recapturing the enthusiasm you have within for your unique journey.